My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 10th of September 2009 and the time is 6:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
I am David Kaplan. I'm 50 years old and I'm from Farnham, Surrey.
And have you travelled into London especially this morning?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I drove in, yes.
And coming to the square and seeing the plinth in action, has that been how you imagined it would be?
Yes, I think I was surprised how quickly I got into it, but also I was surprised actually how quiet it was. But of course, I then realised what time of the morning it is, because I've seen it on the internet, so yes.
Are you happy with the time you've been allocated?
I am, yes. I mean, it could have been more in the middle of the night, and it would have been so. No, but I mean, I haven't slept much last night, but it's all right, you know. And great, yeah, 7 o'clock is fine.
And what is it about the project that first appealed to you and made you
want? Well, it wasn't actually my appeal. It was my wife who saw it, and she thought that was a fantastic, great idea. But instead of putting herself forward, she put my name forward, and sort of just by the way said, "Oh, David, I'm putting this through for you. You know, and is that okay?" And I said, "Yeah, of course." And I didn't sort of pay too much attention to it. I sort of was picked.
And when you were picked.
Well, I was sort of a bit stunned. My wife was ecstatic. She thought it was fantastic. She was literally jumping up and down in the living room and thinking, you know, yeah. So I don't know. She seems to be extremely excited about the whole thing. And I'm sure she'll be watching as well on the internet at 7 o'clock, yes.
And what is it that you will be doing for the
hour? Well, I've been so busy because I'm setting up a business at the moment and starting to selling hot smoked salmon to Waitrose, and it's taking over so much of my time, but I haven't been able to dedicate any special thoughts to what it's going to do. But given the fact that I am born and bred Swedish, I've sort of got a suitcase with me with bits and pieces from Sweden, and I think and not just Sweden, but I mean a couple other things as well. And I think what I'm going to do is just bring the suitcase, open it up, and see what's in there, and see what I want to do.
And do you think that you'll talk through the hour and explain things, or will it just be kind of quiet?
No. I will. I think. In fact, there is a possibility I might do the whole hour in Swedish, but we will see. I mean, that might be a bit boring for some people watching it in the UK. So. I think I'll mix it, but I will talk, and I think more to the audience on the Sky Arts computer internet, I think, than actually the audience down at the Trafalgar Square, because I think that becomes a bit sort of cumbersome, I think, yeah.
And why did you choose to do that for your...
Well, I was sort of, I had all sorts of wild ideas, and the wild ideas just came, I peeled them off one by one because I thought, no, that's not possible. I can't do that, And, I ended up actually thinking, there's no pressure on me to do anything, actually. I can just sort of go and sit there. I've got a newspaper with me. I've got a couple of books, and I might just do that. I literally do not know, as we sit here now, what I will be doing. I haven't actually planned it.
Have you at any point felt the pressure of the people that are watching you?
Yeah, I felt a little bit of a pressure on from some of our friends, particularly, that they think it's great, and you get emails from people thinking, let's make something really good out of the hour, David, and etc. So I maybe the expectation is that I'm going to do something fantastic. I don't know, but I think generally otherwise it's not too bad, the pressure. It's my children, of course, they are absolutely, totally embarrassed by it, because they are worried that I'm going to be making a fool of myself.
How old are your children?
16 and 13.
What have they said to you about you doing it?
Well, some of the ideas I have shared with them, and they cringed. So they felt like, oh my God, please don't do that. So it's, I think, they're probably a bit apprehensive at the moment. I mean, they're probably sitting at home waiting for the time to come, and they're thinking, what will I be doing,
Do you have any expectations? expectations about your hour on the plinth and what it will be like?
I sort of quite like the idea of, you know, this spontaneous side, you know, the fact that there's nothing actually planned except for the format. I mean, you know, I've been given a slot and that's my time. So I think I am quite excited actually about it. And the expectations is more that I'm interested to see how I will react in that hour, how I feel about the circumstances, you know, and that feeling of now, you're just literally just there and then. It is an absolutely historic moment for both me and anybody else who's watching it. It can never be repeated again. And I think that's what I think is great. It's a fantastic project, I think.
And what impact do you think you will have or would you like to have on the people that are watching?
No more than I think than that I am part of the project. I mean, it's you know, some people might be feeling you know, I'm doing or saying something which they appreciate, or some might not, you know. It's I feel more like sort of I'm part of a team of the whole 2,400 people. I don't particularly feel that I'm going to have an impact myself.
For you personally, what would you like to take away from
this? I think that is just the fact that I have done it, you know, I can actually say that I did, and I, you know, I've made not the effort, but the you know, the fact that I'm coming here, I'm doing it, and I'm feeling that it's something which I will, of course, never forget.
And you told us that your wife applied for you, and that you weren't very
I was not particularly engaged, no.
How do you feel about it now?
Oh, much more. Yes, absolutely, yes. I mean, I'm feeling, you know, I mean, but she does these things, you know, not sort of put me forward with things, but she is a bit mad, I mean, you know, and she has got sort of, and sometimes, you know, I have to sort of just listen with half a head and just, yeah, of course, you know, and she said, well, you know, I have to put an occupation in here. So I said, well, why don't you just put hot smoked salmon merchant? And, you know, I never in my life did I think that it actually would be something that I would stick to. So, yes, no, but she's, you know, she's done a great thing, I think, with it, yes.
Would you mind telling us a little bit more about your work and your business?
Well, I am Swedish, and I came up with the idea about 18 months ago that I wanted to try to promote and get people in the UK to appreciate some of the stuff that is coming from Scandinavia and Sweden, but not just Sweden. I mean, you know, although I'm Swedish, it's easier for me to look at that. But and one day I had this idea of there is a, my mother used to, you know, when we used to go back to Sweden and come to her kitchen and eat, and she had this fantastic hot smoked salmon. And one day I just thought about it, you know, I wonder if something like that is actually available here. And of course I found out that hot smoked salmon is available, but I could not find anything that was as good as that one. So I basically rang the smokehouse and I said, look, I'm David from the UK, obviously in Swedish, and I said, you know, would you mind if I started to import your salmon? And they thought it was fantastic. So I tried a couple of avenues. I did market testing with it, you know, with people in the close area where we live, and restaurants and pubs, and everybody thought it was fantastic. And eventually I took it to Waitrose, and Waitrose said, yes, we think it's fantastic too. And that's, you know, so we've now started 2 weeks ago in some 70 stores. So it's very, very nervy time at the moment to try to get this right. And but that's the idea, and the company's called Distinctly Scandinavia, and that's the brand, and that's something which I'm hoping to be able to expand on. You know, so I've got a couple other things that I would like to bring into that, food-wise, and maybe also on the music and art. So it's specifically trying to promote and try to bridge for people over here in the UK to experience in a similar way as we do Italian, Thai, Chinese, you know, something which is maybe people would appreciate. Well, I think they will appreciate, and then for me to bring it over, yes.
And is this field of work something that is very new to you, or have you always been involved in
it? No, it's absolutely new, yes. I mean, I'm originally a musician, studied music in Stockholm, then eventually I ended up in the UK and started to work in the parking industry. So I've sort of worked in companies who've done the parking enforcement around the area here with parking attendants. So I know the area quite well from that point of view. Yes, the people who know me are probably not quite surprised, actually, that surprised that I've actually switched out to something else, because that's what's happened. I have literally got no background in it at all. I mean, I just had an idea, and, you know, for good or for bad, I thought, let's go with it, yeah. I think it's been a positive change. I mean, it's been a very, I mean, you know, there's a lot of passion involved in this. You know, some of the work I did before, it's difficult to generate passion for it. You know, it's a job and you do that. This here, of course, I'm just absolutely, totally dedicated. And, you know, I'm selling something which I believe genuinely is a great, great product. And there are other products as well that I know would do the same. And it's great fun. It really is. When you've got something that you really believe in, then it's great to work with it. And I just hope, of course, that the company will be successful enough that it can be sustained.
And music must obviously be a passion of yours. What are some of the other things that are of interest to you in your life?
Yes, I mean, I've sort of always been interested in sports, and I did football and things like that back in Sweden. And the music, as you say, is still very. I sing in choirs and been conducting choirs and that type of activity. I play the piano, of course, as well. But otherwise, outside of that, I think just generally, living with the family and getting on with things. I haven't got any particularly other interests as such, but it's, traveling and going around and going back to Scandinavia is great fun as well. I mean, it is. I mean, I've been over here now since 1987. So it's over 20 years. And, it feels like I'm sort of very much now a UK person, although my roots clearly are still there, and I'm very, very pleased with that.
How does life compare here to the life you had before?
Well, of course, when I lived in Sweden, I was much younger, and I had a different life, you know, for that. I studied and other things. So, but Sweden has changed an awful lot since I was lived there anyway. And, I think, you know, my dad was English, and my mother is Swedish, and I think, you know, that probably there was always a point that I would probably come over and live over here now, but it's great.
Have you ever taken part in arts projects before?
Never, never, never.
What has your experience of this project been like
for you? I think it's been great, yes, and I think, the whole, the ease with everything and how easily you can sort of go in and check on things and find out and coming here this morning has been great, yes, so I'm really pleased.
And who would you say?
I think, in a way, I started probably off with doing it because my wife said so, but I don't think I do that now. I think I do it for me, you know, it's for me, and it's ultimately my decision. You know, if I didn't want to do it, I wouldn't do it. So it's I don't feel forced to come here, but I'm doing it for me.
And on the profile on the website, do you remember what three words you chose to put about yourself?
I put not really sure. So that can be interpreted in many ways.
Wonderful. And before we finish, is there anything else that you would like to add to the interview that we might not have spoken about?
No, I think that's great. No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks.